Just chattynevin.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can check all our services out.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Ilana Europa, every Monday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, that's very important, on LA Talk Radio. Oh, I'm so happy to be here again, and not only because I have amazing guests, I always have amazing guests, but this time I have like women power!
Woo,
what can
yeah.
I say? Woo! Amazing two ladies, and I am the third one, amazing also, and I have also in my studio DJ, he's very mystical. He is, I would say, gorgeous. And his name is, I will tell in a moment, because that's our mystery man. And then maybe I will start our show from my first wonderful friend, Shanti. This is your name, yes?
Shanti Niven, yes.
Shanti Niven. I just really always am so sorry that people don't see our faces, and I hope soon we'll be having TV and we'll be doing all these crazy shows of everybody's shows. You know, people can see on YouTube and da-da-da-da-da, or maybe Accent On soon on TV. That's our goal. Everybody remembers. But anyway, Shanti, life is so, so unusual. You have unusual accent. You have unusual life story. You are very, very powerful lady. You can change people's life. And I say this sounds very, very big, but I'm telling you, everybody who listens to the show, what this lady does to lots of people can really change our lives. Explain us, Shanti. Who is Shanti?
Who is Shanti? What a question. And clearly I'm the only one in this room without an accent. That must be quite apparent to your listeners.
I'm telling you, we're invading America. I think people with accent are like all over. And
absolutely.
We are the one who don't have it. You're right.
And then as to your statement about me being able to change people's lives, well, clearly you can't change other people's lives unless you change your own. And I think my life has been an example of reinvention upon reinvention upon reinvention. I remember one stage in my life thinking, I really need to figure out who Shanti is. I felt so lost, and I went in search of Shanti. And I eventually discovered that, well, I wasn't lost at all. You see, I believe that you create yourself every single day, every moment of every day. You have an opportunity to decide, this is my moment, this is what I will become. Now, one of the things that has been an advantage to me throughout my life has been my communication skills. From when I was a child, I was performing, and later on in life, I was told, oh, Shanti could sell ice to an Eskimo. I thought that was such an insult at the time. You know, that was really not a good compliment. But as I've gone on in years, I've realized that you can't sell ice to an Eskimo. They don't need ice, right? But what I can
do... They don't
do,
have sweet ice.
No, absolutely. But what I do have is that magical ingredient. It's called passion.
Okay.
Passion. Passion is something that exudes from people. It exudes from you. You're just one of the most passionate people.
Absolutely.
When we met the other day, I could feel it. You're just so vibrant and
yep.
full of life.
I wake up every morning and everybody's saying to me, how we can calm her down. And I'm like, I need a coffee. And then second coffee, you know what I'm saying? And then I feel like I am in normal state of my wonderful crazy,
Ilona.
Which means who Ilona is. But Shanti, with name like that, first and foremost, of course, whatever you said to us right now, that you try to find yourself and you then found out that you practically don't need to research who you are in a way, because you are the perfect who you are. But, you know, you need to tell us a little bit about your life story, because you came from England, yes?
I was born initially in Kingston, Surrey, yes, but I spent the greater part of my life in South Africa. And in fact, I had my children there, and so I spent a long time in South Africa and experienced the richness of the culture there. And of course, there was a lot of stress in that country at the time with apartheid and then with apartheid ending and the threat of war and ultimately a lot of crime. And so we as a family experienced a lot of stresses and strains. But I always say, you know, people look at, for example, we were victims of crime or survivors of crime, but I always say, I can focus my life story on all the tragedies and the traumas and the things that have happened to me that is negative, or I can look at it another way. It's been a series of incredible adventures and explorations, and I have learned so much, and I'm so grateful for everything. And so for me, everything that has happened has been for good reason, and it's brought me here to LA and doing what I do and what I love best, running this incredible program, meeting the most amazing people, and yes, as you said, changing lives, literally changing lives.
And Shanti, yes, we'll be talking about really what is your program and what you can offer to people who would like to meet you and just learn from you how to discover themselves and communicate better way, and da-da-da-da-da-da. But you went into South Africa. Yes, and you spent almost 22 years there, yes, I understand.
Actually closer to 30 years. And I wasn't in this business at that stage. I actually ran a company that was involved in decorating and refurbishing. But I used my communication skills to build a company
from nothing.
I was really successful.
And when did you find out that it's time to reinvent yourself and really focus on power that you have over people, over situation, or just how you really can communicate with people, and you found out that that's your talent and you can do something about that?
Well, I've got to tell you, Ilona, I'm going to start now and then move backwards. When I realized that this is what I should be doing, I remember posting something up on Facebook and my mother said, Shanti, you were born to do this. And I thought, why didn't you tell me a long time ago? It would have saved me 30 years of searching, right? Because it was obvious to everybody. It was my greatest fascination. Everything to do with communication. I was so fascinated with that. I went to Dell Carnegie.
But that sounds so technical. Almost like when you say communication, I'm scared of this word because it says something that I think I will never be able to achieve, because it's like from the top down. We communicate every morning, every day, every moment of our lives, yes?
You communicate without opening your mouth.
Okay, that's cool. Explain me. I'm now not talking. You tell me about that.
All right. We're on radio, which means that we have to speak. But yes. You know, in real life, people communicate in a multitude of ways. They communicate with their bodies, with
Absolutely.
Body language. They communicate with their facial expressions. I could have a really friendly voice, but I could be giving you a look like that. Right?
Don't do that. Okay.
Well, you know, we do express through our eyes and through our facial expressions. So the large portion of communication is actually much more than
body
just
language.
Speaking. Your body language, your nonverbal communication is much bigger.
You are so right, because I'm a singer-songwriter also, and special singer, and like you know, because we met once for like 2 hours, we never could stop talking, but obviously I spent many, many years of train my voice, my vocal skill, because when I start studying vocal, I was 11 years old, and they tried to make me opera singer, which all this technical way of singing, that was the part of 5 years of studying, and then I decided I want to be pop, jazz, pop, rock, whatever I wanted to be. Then I went, you know, for many years of studying, but, you know, I found out that when I was 11, you know, how much I developed myself, how much when I was 18 years old, 20 years old, I started winning festivals, and I saw the difference between how my voice is stronger, how better I breathe, how cool I can really feel like I know what I'm doing, because I had all these techniques, you know, in me, and right now, after the big,
voice,
you know, yes, voice
so
is very important, because when you communicate...
You say a lot with your voice, you definitely do, in the tone and the timbre of your voice. For example, with a woman, it's a good idea to bring your tone down a little bit.
No
if
squeaking.
If you want to be taken seriously, yes, we try.
Right, I don't need to speak this way. Okay, no, we don't like that.
But I also wanted to say, in terms of communicating, you communicate just, for example, with those beautiful earrings that you're wearing right now.
With
your style, you communicate.
Yes.
With the way you do your hair and the way you tilt your head. I mean, you're a sexy lady. You know what you're communicating, right?
I know, and you are so right, because obviously we can hurt ourselves and somebody can really look at us and we can communicate completely wrong way about who we are. And you know what? You are right. Some people look at me and say, oh, she's funky, she's this, she's that, she's unusual, she's high energy,
creative.
But, you know, sometimes I really, really want them to find out how smart I am. And then somebody tells me, when they want to find out how smart you are, you need to dress differently.
I don't know. You know what? The way that you speak, for example, do you know the perceptions out there? The quicker you speak, the faster rate that you speak, the people tend to perceive you as more intelligent. If you speak slowly, they will consider you to be more thoughtful.
Okay.
Right?
I love that. Yeah. You're giving us hints. You're already teaching us. I love it. I don't want to promise too much, but I think Shanti will be back and we'll be having probably segment with all her advices. Today, I want introduction because I know that everybody wants to first know my guest and then we are getting attached to them and then I'm bringing them back and then we're sucking them for information and then we are better, smarter, prettier, nicer and fast talkers. Like me. Anyway, maybe I would like to move a little bit to your wonderful friend. Right now she's working with you.
She's my partner.
She's somebody that is very special to you, and I know how much you are special to her. Desiree, can you tell us your name?
Yes, I am Desiree Luthi.
That's why I didn't want to say. I needed to hear first. Luthi.
Luthi, yes.
Luthi. Thi. In Polish language, we don't have this thi. This is like silent or something, Desiree Luthi, yes?
Yes.
And I would like, first and foremost, maybe send people right away to website because we already 10 minutes passed. And one thing what we didn't do, we didn't communicate with the important message, where we can find everything about your company.
Absolutely. For the Captivating Speakers Program, you can visit www.clubcaptivate.com.
And maybe, do we have another maybe simpler, easier website?
You can also visit shantiniven.com. That is spelled shantiniven.com.
I like that. And of course, everybody who visits Accent On page on Facebook, we already have all information there. And we'll be having in 2 days our show ready to, for downloads on iTunes and also on LA Talk Radio on Accent On page with all links. Everything will be there, plus, of course, our show. Okay, then, Desiree, a little bit story. We like life stories. What's happened? How this happened? Why you decide that this lady is able to help you? And what way?
Absolutely. Well, I must say, she absolutely changed my life. I am one of the walking testimonials where Shanti Niven transformed me from a horrible captive human being into a captivating one.
Okay, I want to stop you for the first line. Horrible. That's already a scary word. Horrible
captive.
Captive. Horrible captive. Ouch. That's scary. Is this something really that we supposed to...
I was up to no good.
You were up to no good.
I know. You can't believe it now when you see me, but...
No, you were a hot girl that made mistakes in life.
I did lots of mistakes. I was out too much partying. I was dealing with a lot of family trouble.
Yeah.
And it led to a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah.
And I was making so many mistakes with my life. I was leading on a fast track to nowhere. And I realized I needed to get some help. And so I began to find some help. I wanted to become a better speaker, a better communicator. So I found the company Toastmasters International, the organization. And that's where I met Shanti. My first time, I have to tell you the story.
This is beautiful.
It's very tragic. The first time I was up on
stage.
I said
beautiful, you said tragic.
It's tragic. It's a beautiful, tragic story.
Because like
it all turns out happily ever after so far.
I love it. Yeah.
The first time I got on stage when I was speaking in front of an audience of about 50 to 60 people, and I was telling them just a speech about myself, which I should know because it's about myself, but I had my notes out. I was reading off some notes, and then I started crying.
Aww.
Yes.
You bought their hearts in second.
Yes, but Ilona, you'd think that they'd let me get off the stage. They didn't let me get off.
That's what everybody's supposed to cry before they speak. Everybody will love them. I think you had this really pre-planned, no?
No, not pre-planned at all. I was standing there for 5 minutes. If it was pre-planned, I would have gotten off the stage.
Of course, I'm joking, but
no,
I can
understand.
No, you
are hilarious, and that's... No, I love you. I just...
I know.
It was a tough situation. I was on stage watching everyone, and they were staring at me crying, and I couldn't contain myself. It was too much, and I didn't know what to do. I was nervous.
Oh,
I was shaking.
I'm so sorry.
It was an awful situation, but you know what? It's not over yet. Hold on. Lots of good stuff happened.
Yes.
At that moment, I knew I needed to get help. And that is when I decided to go find the best of the best, which is Shanti. She is an international award-winning public speaker. She has done this forever. I saw her winning every possible award. I saw how she was changing people's lives with her bubbly attitude, her charisma. She walked into the room and she owned it. And I knew that's the woman I want mentoring me. And that's when I got involved. I started to work for her, and she absolutely changed my life. People that see me now that knew me back then do not believe the change. They absolutely do not believe it.
How long did it take took you to from the day when you met Shanti?
Constant mentoring, only 3 years.
3 years. And was this one-on-one or you were attending?
The workshops, yes.
Workshop.
The workshops.
I don't want to say, but I know that we are so lucky in a way because your first workshop starts on Wednesday, and this is like many of them, few of them every week. Yes. Could you tell us a little bit about that? We'll come back to Shanti with a few different questions.
Absolutely. The Captivating Speakers Workshop that's starting on Wednesday, we run them 4 consecutive Wednesdays in August, or it'll be September, the 4 consecutive Wednesdays, or Tuesdays in August. Mm-hmm. So you can check out the website for more information about that. But what it covers is the 4 pillars of communication. We go in-depth training to teach you how to become a captivating communicator. Not just anyone who stands up and speaks, because anyone can do that.
Absolutely.
But what's going to make you stand out? What's going to make you stand out from everyone else? But to get
crying.
Crying works as well. That when, is captivating. That
when,
is.
You know what? I'll tell my story, of course. Again, I'm a singer. You know, then once I won a very big award and I fell in front of the big audience and was everything televised, you know, and I fell on my face, you know, just long dress, high heels. And I fell. You know, of course, I put myself up and took microphone and finished because I won this festival. Anyway, of course, they didn't let me go out of the stage. Everybody felt so sorry for me. But I think what people liked it, that I didn't even want to hurt like hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably wasn't so pretty falling. But you know what? I had nothing in my head more except I need to sing. I won. That's all what I am here for. And I stood up and made the best of it.
Yes, that's the most important thing.
I think probably we'll come back to Shanti because you need to give us a few wonderful advices, maybe from few or three things, situations that we really need to get today, something from you that we can tomorrow apply and just be better people. But yeah, I decided all my life, you know, I came from very poor people. I had my crazy life. I was married when I was 18, you know, had a child when I was 18. Also, a lot of funky back and forth in my life. It's a lot of tough changes in my life. But you know, I try to always to make the best of it. But not everybody is like me and like Shanti or like you, Desiree. Then before I came back to you, Shanti, I know times go so fast. We have this amazing guest here who... Again, we will have a picture. He's gorgeous. I do not want to give a little personal maybe information this time. Next time we'll be talking a little bit more. Hi.
Hey.
I'm Mr. DJ.
Hi, how are you?
Can you say, you have great accent. Can you say, how are you?
How are you?
How are you? I like that. And obviously you are from?
South Africa.
And I know that you are a DJ and you are in LA for a very, very short time. You will stay here hopefully forever. And this is your transition also to your new, wonderful, great life because I think you will be becoming big, big producer, big star because that's what you were doing in South Africa. Tell us your name in South Africa.
Well, my DJ name is Nero. I used to play at a couple of small parties. They really used to love my music. It's mostly techno, but of a more minimalistic kind, with some elements of deep house. It's got a funky kind of vibe, bit of groove.
I know that soon I will be having you back in the studio because we want to hear your production, but I know it's only 2 weeks and that you are 2 or 3 weeks that you are in America and you are settling down and da-da-da-da-da-da. But I really am excited about why you are here because we'll be talking to Noah. He is amazing singer, songwriter, and he's like the success story right now. And obviously, he's a star in dance genre, music. Then I am happy that you can say hi to him because maybe you'll be producing for him his next song. Okay, coming back to Shanti.
Oh.
This is all your 10 minutes right now. Before for today, we need to say bye-bye. Shanti, I almost do not know what question to ask you, but I know that you know how to communicate with listeners who come to your workshops. Please just give us some leading thoughts. How, if we have 10 minutes today and we sit in home and sit on a couch in front of TV, no TV on, and we will think what I can change about my life. I don't like things that are going on. Seems like I'm too shy. Seems like I'm staying in the same place. Seems like I cannot describe even to the closest people who know me what is my problem, what I want from my life, and what's wrong with me. That's everybody's asking this question.
I think most people have that at least some stage in their lives, even you, this fearless woman. You've had those moments in your life.
Oh, yeah, I have still.
Probably the greatest advice that I can give. A lot of people who know me say, Shanti, you're fearless. Well, I don't believe there is such a thing as being fearless. I think we feel the fear, but we do it anyway, right?
Yes.
One of the greatest things that's happened to me, and I've got to give credit to another woman, many years ago, my family and I went through a very traumatic period. And at the time, we were introduced to a counselor, a lady by the name of Anna, and she was a Greek lady. And my husband and I went to go and visit her to talk to her about this family tragedy that we'd been through. It was really, really awful. We were very shattered. We went to see this lady, and she was about 4'1" high and about 4'1" wide as well. So she was very well-rounded, both in personality and also in stature. And we expected to sit down and talk about what was going on and express our feelings. But no, this is not the way that this lady dealt with things. She says, my brother, my sister, that she called everybody brother and sister, we're not going to talk about that. We are going to dance. Well, my husband flashed me a look of, what on earth have you brought me into? Because I'd never seen him dance before. You know, this was not something he did. I was the dancer. Anyway, she got up, went off to the hi-fi system, turned on the hi-fi, put on the music, brought out a tambourine, I kid you not, and she began to dance. Da, 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 da. And wow. My husband was looking for the nearest exit,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Most of us would say, wow, who is this woman?
I know. Okay,
what
so
is she doing?
This is
why?
Crazy. Yeah, why? But anyway, Anna knew something that I have discovered in time. And in fact, one of my award-winning speeches was, dance when you feel like dying.
Hmm.
Because they now know, behavioral psychologists have proved beyond all doubt that your central nervous system does not know the difference between something real and imagined.
Hmm. And okay, I want to repeat this because that's a very important line. And I know that when I met you a few days ago and I came back home, I was thinking about this line because I didn't know that. I didn't know that for sure. Can you repeat this one line?
The central nervous system does not know the difference between something real and imagined. That's where they use, you know, sports coaches and what have you use visualization to help their... to help their
athletes. I call this dreaming, but you say it's the two different things?
Not just that. You see, it's an action. It's not just dreaming. It's not just visualizing.
Okay.
Let's say, for example, the dancing part. Here we were feeling depressed and down, but we got up and danced. It was a total contradiction. If you act in contradiction to how you feel, your body starts to believe the act.
Okay, which means if you are in so sad mood or something really horrible happened to you in the moment, you need to just bring your body to different position,
exactly.
Like opposite, and find something that...
That's where the act comes from. Now, a lot of people say to me, but you're not being authentic. And I say, well, if you want to be authentically sad, that's up to you. I want to be authentically happy. How about you?
Oh, okay.
So I can tell you I've used this practically. I've learned how to dance in some of the most, the toughest, the hardest times of my life. And I remember once, just prior to a big contest that I was in the World Championships of Public Speaking, I was presenting the speech, Dance When You Feel Like Dying. And just prior to that, I had a major kidney issue. I could barely walk. I was in such agony.
Hurts.
I woke up. And the funny thing was, as my friend was with me, and I said, do you have painkillers? I don't take painkillers. And she said, yes, I do. I said, bring them with you because I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this. Just before I said, give me the painkillers, we lost them.
Oh.
Now I'm sitting there. I'm bent over double like an old lady. I've got to get up there and present a speech. And I very distinctly remember thinking, you've got to go out there, girl, and you've got to practice what you preach. So I went into the corridor and I began to dance in pain, but I began to move my body. And you know, it's amazing. Those feel-good hormones just flood through you.
Yeah.
I got up there and people told me I performed the best that I ever did.
Oh, wow.
You see, you sometimes need to override what you're feeling.
I liked it. Okay, let's repeat because that's a very important line. Sometimes you need to.
Sometimes you need to act out. You need to perform. You need to just drive through those feelings.
Push yourself to the hardest moment and forget that it's so hard. You still need to do it, which means the action and just not even question why you are doing because you were there for the reason and you needed to accomplish the goal.
That's right. And a lot of people have an incredible fear of public speaking, for example.
Absolutely.
Or speaking in front of a group.
Everybody, young people.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. I'm so scared because I'm saying, I want to stop the clock. It's only 5 minutes today that we can talk. But children, I am mother. You are mother. You know, you will be a mama. And Desiree, but you, children, they are petrified. You think we are in America. Every child is just aggressive or just they know from TV what they want from life. And what I found out here, the European children are much more outspoken and they have their opinions, just really, they have no problem to say it, what they mean it. And here, a lot of wonderful friends of my daughter, they're
afraid of speaking out.
The reason this happens, we're teaching in schools as well. We're getting our program into schools. It's actually spreading like wildfire. We teach captivating kids. And I've discovered up until the age of 8, no problem. At the age of 8, something happens. What happens is they start to care about what their peers think, right?
Absolutely.
So they stand up to speak and somebody just has to giggle in the class, you know? Giggle behind the hand.
It's over.
And yeah. It's over. That's where the insecurity creeps in. You see, fear of public speaking or speaking out comes from being self-conscious, conscious of yourself.
Yes.
And now, I have to break people out of that. That's where I use some of these techniques that I use. I break them out of the mold. Yeah. But when they do break out, I can't even tell you. It's the most exciting thing for me to see because they break through the shackles that they've carried with them all their lives. And it's transformative. It completely changes their lives. But we're also dealing with their internal dialogue. What are you saying to yourself? Because that's, you know, that's where all the mess happens.
Absolutely.
Is in our minds. We're thinking all these things. Thinking. So we really need to deal with our internal dialogue. And then that expresses itself through our mouths and then into our bodies and into our lives. Because when you start communicating in the right way, your life changes. And I am a total example of that. Oh. I mean, I'm happy. I am more happy than I've ever been. Because it's just something that exudes out of me. People always say, how come you're so happy? I've had people say, you're so happy, it's irritating.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, and I can understand it, you know, because people just are sometimes jealous that what's wrong with you? Seems like everything is going right in your life. Mm. No, we all have lots of problems. The happy people have the same lots of problems like the very unhappy people. Yep. We are just dealing a little bit differently.
It's your focus that's different. It's what you focus on.
Yeah, and coming back to children, the same situation is with the singing, you know, because I also am teaching a lot of camps and stuff like that, when artistic camps, when I'm having sometimes 14, 30 children dropped on me, and parents say, I swear they are really talented, they can sing, but I am sure they cannot show you that because they are so shy. You know, it takes sometimes only 2-3 hours, and these children, you cannot just make them stop singing or being enjoying, but it's a big process to open up somebody's mind to the new possibilities. Yeah. Because we have only 3 minutes. I know we have something, I call this pitch, but it's very proud pitch. We can meet you on Wednesday. Where we can meet you one more time, how we can find more about Shanti website, and please, please give us everything what you can give that we can have on this show if people will be downloading or listening, and we have lots of downloads. This will stay in people's, computers or wherever they will be listening to us forever. If they need you, they can contact you somehow, somewhere. Please give us all of this.
The best place would be the website again, which Ilona has on her Facebook as well as on LA Talk Radio. The other thing, I'm just going to give it out, my phone number. It is going to be 818-312-7515. We have some special deals if you bring up this radio show and you receive this information. We will hook you up with some great deals and discounts on our awesome workshops.
And
so
I
please check
still,
it out.
I am just persistent. I want to repeat the website because people will not go probably to Accent On 4 months from now, but they will be still downloading the show, or a year from now, and they still need to find you then. Shanti, give me your information.
Okay, well, clearly my name, Shanti, Chanti, Niven, NIV.com, and also our other site is Club Captivate, because if you want to captivate, you need to belong to the club.
Oh, club, that's very hooky. I like that. We like club, yes. Hey, Mr. DJ, is something coming? We have,
Something's coming.
Yeah, we have 1 minute before we'll be hopefully getting exciting phone call from very exciting singer, songwriter, and new star. But before that, I would like to have some words from our supporters.
Accent On with Ilona Europa on LA Talk Radio proudly presents Allen Motors Incorporated. This high-quality, experienced auto dealership and auto body located in Thousand Oaks offers a variety of pre-owned vehicles. Search their entire inventory at AllenMotors.com or tailor your search by clicking on the New Used Broker tab and fill out the fine car information. Looking for a new car? Save time. Remove the hassle. Let Allen Motors' new car broker department's streamlined service ensure you the best deal. Have your new vehicle delivered to your home or office without even stepping foot into the dealership. Looking for a high-quality restoration? Allen Motors conveniently houses the Allen Auto Body Shop, which features an elite collision center specializing in high-line vehicles and expert collision repair, bodywork, and undetectable color matching since 1988. For a free estimate, call 805
416-396-3371 or go to AllenAutoBodyShop.com.
And what can I say? I have some good Ferrari picture on my Accent On page, and we can also purchase this car from Allen Motor if somebody wants it, but we'll see. Anyway, I would like, I still don't have my wonderful star calling us. That's my phone. Okay, I will check. Could I see? Somebody's calling me. Oh, yeah. I hope it's the Noah. Anyway, I would like to little bit repeat your name again, Shanti.
Shanti Niven, N-I-V-E-N. And the first name is spelled with a C, by the way. It's not S. It's C-H-A-N-T-I.
Okay, and our wonderful guest who will be soon a guest on my show with his production, and I cannot wait to pair you with some of the people that I know from music business and dance community, and they call me Underground Diva, Dance Diva, then you know, I know a few people. Then your name is?
Dave Anthony.
And your DJ's name is?
Nero.
Nero. And... Oh, that's so funny. People are calling from New York. That's so good. Oh, my gosh. I think I need to just play my song because I think this is Mr. Noah, and maybe he has a problem to get to us. Ilona Europa, easy come, easy go.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other thing. I believe we've reached the of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I tried to understand you this time again. Anyway,
Thank you for listening to Ilona Europa's Easy Come, Easy Go on Dance Radio right now, and we'll be charting, and he's charting already, but somebody else is charting even higher than me with my song, and we have a guest that I was waiting for. Hi, Noah.
Hey, Ilona, how are you today?
I'm just doing fine. I'm so happy I can get... We had some fun stuff going on. We couldn't get to each other, yes? What's happened? Did I give you wrong number, or, you know, 6 and 8 is so similar?
But... I don't know. I could have mistyped it. It's all good.
I don't think so. Okay.
Yeah, I'm curious. So what is this easy come, easy go about?
You know, life is easy come, easy go. I loved the guy for 20-something years, and, you know, in the end, it was easier for him to go than, you know what? But, hey, this is a powerful statement, easy come, easy go, but I'm stronger every day. Okay, hi, Noah. You need to tell us who is Noah and why the name, and you are calling from New York, and I know you are the luckiest guy on the planet because your songs are charting very, very highly right now, but let's start. Who is Noah?
Gee, I'm still sort of figuring that out. You know, it's a process every day. You know, I'm redefining, throwing off the old and taking on the new. So I'm a work in progress, that's for sure.
No, that's our life, and I'm not sure if you had the chance to listen to our show, but I have a wonderful guest with me, and Shanti, that's her specialty. She's talking to people about how to reinvent themselves, how to just take their lives and just see what's wrong and better communicate and have lots of thoughts about what to do, how to improve themselves, and that's who she's talking to our listeners today. We have Desiree, who is just, you know, walking testimony. Yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. And we have also something very, very special who is here only because you are here. And this is a gentleman from South Africa, and he is a really wonderful also producer, and who just would like to say hi to you for a second.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man, getting yourself.
And, you know, then you'll see, he will listen to your songs, and who knows, maybe something great will happen because of that. Okay, you are reinventing yourself, but you know what? That's so much fun because your songs, and the one that I will be listening right away, No More Angels, are doing some magic. Yeah, all around the globe. Can you tell us a little bit why No More Angels? This is something about Los Angeles, I understand. And why so pessimistic?
When I first wrote No More Angels, it was just intended to be a sort of a fun song. I was about to go to L.A. To get out and play, and to go to an ASCAP conference. Little did I know that it was going to be a prophecy of what was to come with my own adventures in the entertainment industry. It's riddled with lots of interesting characters.
LA, the crazy
I'm sure you
LA.
Know.
I love LA. You know what? Because again, you can look negatively, or you can do, you know, you can look for this town. Like, this is something the most cool in the world. We were talking, you know, I will be having next week amazing also DJ and producer from UK, and hopefully you can call in and say hi to him too. Les Hamstuck, yes, and he's a really, really big guy. And we were writing back and forth and talking about LA, how crazy this town is, can bring you up and puts you down in just a second. Then I understand what you're saying about that no more angels in LA, in a way. But
there's no more angels, but you still need to go there.
Oh, and you did. I know that you, your video, who is just, I love your video. I really, really do like your video.
Thank you.
We'll give all the links to you. People can see on YouTube. And of course, if they just type your name, Noah and No More Angels, they can just check you out beautifully everywhere.
Yes, of course.
Okay. You just taped this video in LA, yes?
I just did the video in LA. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. We filmed it at Evidence Film Studios. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun.
But it's fun and cool video, and really is very easy to watch. And I was watching like 3 times, and, you know, this is amazing that I wanted to come back and know you more a little bit. Okay, Noah, why? Why this name?
Why? Because I like two of everything.
Two Two of Everything. Okay, outside of that, what else you like? Two of Everything. I got you. What do you like? Okay, give it to me. You like what? Two ice creams always?
Of course, you
always.
Know.
Okay. Okay, I'm not going deeper. Looks like you don't want to talk about...
Yeah, we can stop there, but definitely two pair of shoes.
Two pair of shoes. You're funny. I really want to talk about this more next time when we'll be talking. I need to find out what is the best is two of everything for you, for now.
Yeah, two personalities, the minimum.
Two personalities. I like that even
that's
more.
That's the minimum.
Then you have one for the outside world and one for your inside world, or you are just in 1 second could be both?
Oh, of course. You can change all the time.
Oh, that's what you do. I like it too. Okay. Right now we got the happy Noah. Yes?
Oh, of course.
Okay. No, then if you Noah is happy, then we need to play some great music because want to pitch, you know, and describe in a way how does this happen that you are charting so highly. I'm so excited for you because Club Jumpers, Daniel was talking 2 weeks ago on a show, and obviously he's the one who created the mix for you, and Club Jumpers are one of the hottest remixers in America, and I'm lucky because my Easy Come Easy Go is also done by them. But then they told me about you and Daniel, and then you know what, when I heard the song I'm like, God, he has a hit. I'm so jealous, Noah. But anyway, let's listen to it. You have a hit.
I mean, today, yes, the Club Jumpers are great, and their mix actually is one of the favorites right now on the charts.
Yeah, I know.
Even in the UK, it's really one of the. I got the reports back from the promoters, and it's doing really well.
They are the best. I have also very similar.
The mix today that I've sent you is from a young kid in Canada that I've been working with. His name is Dirty Panda, and he's a really great young talent. So I decided to send a different mix.
Oh.
This is actually one of the radio promoter in the UK's favorites.
Okay.
It's the Dirty Panda mix, yes.
But you know what? People who wanted to hear your first mix with Club Jumpers, they can download our show from 2 weeks ago with Club Jumpers because we played the song. Anyway.
Oh yeah,
Dirty
great.
Pandas.
Yes, great. And we just did a video re-edit to the Club Jumpers mix too.
Okay, cool.
Really, really nice. Mm-hmm.
Let's make people listen. We have 4 minutes and our clock is running. I hate it.
Okay.
Angel, 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 angel
Wow, from LA to China. I love the ending. This is a really, really great song. What a hooky song. I'm so jealous because really, you know, you can sometimes write all your life and this one amazing, you know, song that opens door and ears for everybody maybe will never happen. But I think you got it. And I'm so happy for you. I'm joking. I'm very, very happy for you. And maybe you can send me your vocals and maybe we'll give our DJ from South Africa proving that he's any good. We'll see if he's good. You know, let's put him on the spot. What do you think? Will you do it? If we get the vocals?
I would.
Okay, you will? Okay. I'm sure you will. Okay, I know that we have a very little time and now you'll be calling back. I know, but I want to play your second song because from New York, from LA, we are flying to New York and you are saying that New York is dead. What's wrong with you, man?
Well, New York is Dead was actually the first single I put out under Noah, and that actually charted very well. It spent about 20. It spent 20 weeks on the DJ Times charts, and it hit number 16 back in December, and just in June it hit number 15 on the UK Music Week charts, the commercial pop charts in the UK, and so right after New York is Dead. Left the charts. No More Angels is entering.
What will be the next town that you decide to give birth to
I have something in mind.
Okay. You need to just do something about Poland. Oh, that would be so cool too.
Think I'll do London.
London next? Ah, yeah, I know what you're doing. I love you. You're just asking every DJ from this town to just be attached to your tune. You smart marketer. I like that. Okay. Are you working with Promo One in UK?
Promo One?
Yeah. Check them out. UK, oh. Promo One. I got the guy there. Maybe I'll send you the contact. I think you need to talk to them also. Anyway, let's play Noah, New York is Dead, Dirty Pandas, also remix. And if I cannot talk to you because this song is 4 minutes and I don't like to stop in the middle, then sorry, we prefer to listen to the song than us talking, I think. Then I love you, and wish you the best. And obviously, I will be playing Club Jumpers mixes also, and they will be coming back to our show. And hopefully, I can hear you maybe in the next week if you would like to call in and say hi to Les. You know, we will be having 1 hour with one of the coolest UK DJs and producer who lives in LA, okay?
Okay, Alona, thank you so much. Have a great night.
I love you. Everybody can go and check Noah on Accent On. We have all links to it, and website is the same name. But right now, New York is dead.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.